Hey everybody, thanks for tuning in to the Insight Weekly Podcast, where each week I discuss trending topics regarding nutrition and lifestyle. So grab a seat, sit back, take in the information, and enjoy the show. All right, let's get started. Good evening, everybody. This is Sunday night, my time. A beautiful evening here in New Brunswick, Canada. Capital city, Fredericton, just hanging out. Trying something new this week. So, just a brief recap. I've got this private online group. This group is called Insight. We focus on optimizing quality of life through nutrition and lifestyle, which in my opinion are the two biggest and the fundamental pillars of our lives in regards to our quality of how we live our lives. Yes, it does have some bearing on life expectancy, provided you don't get hit by a bus, but having seen the things that I've seen and lived the life that I have, I do understand that we really don't have a whole lot of sway over how long we're here, but we do have more of an impact regarding how well we are when we're here, so the quality of life in between. Okay, we can definitely decrease obstacles, potentiality, so to speak, in regards to taking care of ourselves. We lower the risk factors for some of the major issues that we're dealing with today, especially in my culture here, regarding heart disease, diabetes, things like that. So the stuff that really people aren't looking at that they should be looking at, right? We're all locking our doors and we're worried about our neighbors coming in and taking what's ours. But ultimately, what people are being decimated with is, you know, stuff that they could be preventing. So that's the whole point of this. It's the whole point of the group. It's the whole point of the podcast, is to get people out there just thinking a little bit more, asking better questions, and formulating their own answers. Because there is no right way. There's just your way. And whether or not you choose to live morbidly obese and incredibly happy, or you choose to live with a six-pack of abs but wound tighter than a Swiss timepiece, really, who's right and who's wrong, okay? And that's kind of where this comes from. I'm a nutritionist of over 20 years. I do focus on nutrition and lifestyle, not weight loss. Let me say that again. I focus on nutrition and lifestyle, not weight loss. It is my belief to the core that there is no such thing as an overweight, healthy person, meaning, you know, we've got these categorizations regarding body mass index and optimal weight and, you know, body composition for health, but really, at the end of the day, those are just ideas. Those are hypotheses. There's not a whole lot of science that backs these. A lot of it is not epidemiological. It's more, you know, anecdotal. What I'm looking for is getting people to live the life that they want, as opposed to the life that someone else has laid out for them, right? Many of us are out there and we're chasing someone else's dream and wondering why we're not successful or why we can't sustain their dream when we achieve it. And I think we really need to start pulling our heads out of the sand and start looking at, you know, this journey of health and taking our time and developing our own version of what it is that we're looking for. But that's the thing. We think we know what we're looking for, but at the end of the day, we don't. And it's because we're not taking the time to take our own journey, right? We're not accumulating information. What we're doing is we're asking for answers. And people are giving us those answers for a cost, for a price. And this is kind of what's bothering me is, okay, so that's the answer, so I'm going to do that. And then, again, what happens is you end up fulfilling someone else's ideology of what health is, whether it's fitness or whether it's, you know, saving the planet through veganism, or, you know, staying away from lechins in your vegetables, for crying out loud, because the vegetables are trying to kill us now. So this is where I come from, okay? So basically what happens and how this plays out is in my group, I pick, I try to pick a topic per week, and ideally I'd like some influence from the people that belong to this community to give me ideas as to what it is that they're looking to learn. So then that way I'm speaking with them as opposed to them. And unfortunately, there's not a whole lot of involvement. You know, people, they were still in that mindset where we're so busy making ends meet that we're forgetting about who's making the ends meet. And then all of a sudden we get sick, and now everybody, once they're sick, they want to start taking the time and they want to, you know, turn their life around, and they do these acute, aggressive, huge, massive changes in an effort to try and reverse something that has been in play for decades, that because they were ignorant and they weren't paying attention to themselves, right? They were neglecting themselves. All of a sudden, they're scrambling now in the 11th hour to try and fix it. And, you know, that's just the brutal, honest truth of it. So with this weekly podcast that I'm posting to the actual group that I'm involved in, so you guys are listening to this if you're clicking into it, this is the heart and soul of Insight, all right? It's not, we're not focusing on weight loss. Weight loss is a side effect, and there's a lot of things that need to be dealt with for a lot of you out there, those of you within the group and those of you that are listening to this on my personal page as well, that need to be dealt with first. So the body will prioritize it. I discussed this in previous talks that I've had within the group and within other, you know, other places that I've gone, companies and groups of other people. We have this misconception that, and Jim Carrey says it beautifully when he says, "I wish everybody could be rich so that they can see that that's not the answer." We have this ingrained thought process where when I lose my weight, everything's going to be okay. I'm going to be happy. People are going to accept me. I'm going to love myself. My health is going to be fantastic. Everything is going to be sunshine, lollipops, and rainbows. And I've been there, and it's not the answer. It's not the case. And that's why no one can sustain it, because of the fact that either they, A, get there under false pretense, they do things that they can't sustain, like ketosis and all this other stuff that's out there. And they're good, valuable tools, but they're not lifestyle, okay? You need to formulate. Lifestyle has so many different factors here. And, you know, we all talk the talk when someone says, "Oh, you're on that diet." No, it's a lifestyle. And what you're doing is you're just regurgitating a popular or trending vernacular. You don't really believe in what you're doing because you don't know your ass from your elbow. Like, you're just doing what you're told. You don't really understand the mechanisms. And this is kind of what I want to get into with Insight, is getting you more situationally aware so that you're able to make better choices and find your balance. And this is a big one right here, and this is kind of the heart and soul and the core of Insight, is I don't believe that there's an unhealthy or healthy food. I believe it's about how we use the food that determines its health. So the weight is on us. The onus is on us, right? If you drink too much water, you will die. If you don't drink water, you will die. So water, is it healthy if it can both save you and kill you? Right? So what it comes down to is essentially how we use our food. All right, it's not the food. Some food is more dangerous than other foods, meaning that if we abuse it, the probability of it hurting us goes up because of its probability, right? It's not a certainty, it's a probability. And it's depending on how we use it. So if I know how to use a knife isn't going to hurt me. But if I'm a dick and don't understand anything, a spoon will hurt me, right? I could do damage with a spoon. I can knock my teeth out. I could choke on it. I could gouge my eyes out. Like, there's all kinds of different stuff that I could do with a spoon. So a spoon is still potentially dangerous. It's less than a knife. But the thing is that the potentiality with all things are there. But also with the knife, the potentiality, I'm saying that a lot, the potential of saving my life is there. The potential of hunting for food and cutting myself free from entanglement and protecting myself against, you know, predators. Like, there's all kinds of good stuff I could do with a knife if I'm trained to identify those good things, right? If I'm experienced enough. And, you know, that goes to these foods out there that have more of a risk to them. There is still potential for good. There still is a purpose for them. And a lot of that could be psychological. You know, they could be psychologically nutritional foods. And I get into those types of things as we talk, as I go through these podcasts, just my different viewpoints, my perceptions based on 20 years and dealing with, you know, tens of thousands of people over these 20 years and watching them go through these things and myself and my journey associated to food and its link to my body and that link to my lifestyle, my environment, those three pillars, right? Your nutrition, your body, and then your environment. Those are the three pillars in which we stand upon. And when one of those starts to cripple or break down, then we're thrown way off balance. So it's kind of, you know, looking at those things from life in general, from those three basic pillars in terms of balancing life, being able to take on what life is putting on us, right? We have to shore up those pillars in order to take the weight of life. And we can carry life. Life isn't too big for us. It never has been. But there is a process of evolution in which no one, again, wants to hear, is that, you know, it's no longer the invading armies and, you know, people being wiped out by leprosy and plague and all this. You know, we've got vaccines, we've got everything protecting us to the point where I think now we're hermetically sealed. I think we're all bubble people, and we're becoming too protected, and we're forgetting how the body works, and the body is meant to defend itself, but it can't defend itself if you're tying its hands behind its back and you're doing everything for it. We're becoming dependent. We're, it's not an empowerment anymore. We are enabled, okay? So this is what my vision is to educate people, give people information, insight, meaning information attached to a lot of wisdom of application and being in the trenches and working with, like I said, tens of thousands of people, so that you're able to think a little differently. So use the tools that the jar heads and the propeller heads and the scientists and everybody is putting out there, but to be able to look at that material, look at these trends as tools as opposed to ways of living, okay? And be able to look at your life and what you're delving into, and no matter what it is, if it's exercise, if it's nutrition, if it's mindfulness, it's never just one thing. Like, not one thing will fix us, especially, like I said before and I've identified, we're balancing on three pillars. So when you look at one pillar and you just take care of that one pillar, the other two pillars become unstable. And eventually we end up crumbling. And we see this all the time when you look around. You know, have these people that are incredibly spiritual and they're empathic and, you know, this, and but they just can't seem to get their shit together. Like, they can't make bills. They, you know, they're just in another world. And that in itself isn't healthy, right? Then you have the other one that looks at their body all the time. And these, you know, they're not necessarily narcissistic. They could be more orthorexic, which is, you know, uber control, you know, weighing and measuring everything, and workouts have to be at this time, and everything's written down, everything's documented. And so they look great, but they don't feel great, not psychologically. They tend to be wound up and very sealed in individuals. And then you have the, the lifestyle people, right, for lack of a better term, these people that are just out for the moment and they just can't, they just don't care, right, and they don't balance anything and they're focusing on, you know, ownership of stuff, big houses, fancy cars, this, that, and the other, and they're burning the candle at both ends. They don't necessarily exercise because they may see it as a waste of time, or they exercise periodically and intensely to try and, you know, take a week's worth or a day's worth of activity and condense it into 1 hour for efficiency purposes so that they can optimize and, you know, basically the grind, you know, those people. And then all of a sudden they end up amassing these things and making their fortune only to realize that they can't enjoy it because they've it costs them their life. It costs them their health. And I see this even in professional athletes where they're willing to take such pain and put themselves to such physical limits and commitment and psychological commitment that they end up putting all their eggs in one basket. And what happens is it does, it creates that lack of balance. So relationships and, you know, self-identity, all these things start to crumble. So anyway, that's basically kind of the synopsis here of the purpose in which I am sitting here in my office with my portable device, with this amazing technology that allows me to do a podcast. And this is these are the points that I want to drive home, that I want to get across. I don't have any answers. I have a lot of information. I want to share the information with you. I want to help you understand the information so that you can apply it. And then you get to pick and choose what it is that you want to apply. And this is your journey. I'm not even driving the damn bus. All right? This is just us walking the same path. Everybody wants to be healthy, whether you're making $1 billion or you're just struggling to get by and are basically, and you're impoverished. Right now, our health concerns, it's our unifying factor. It's what brings us all together. Everybody is afraid of getting sick. Everybody's afraid of their food. Everybody's making themselves healthy. And you really just need to let yourself be healthy, right? We see it on Facebook all the time and Instagram and all these other social media devices and apps and places where, you know, happiness is within. And, you know, it's easy to say, it's just not easy to do. But there's a lot of truth to that. And health is there too. And health is both, health and disease are both progressive. It just depends on which one you're focusing on and what you're nurturing. So information gives you a broader perspective, and that broader perspective can help you navigate through life, navigate the landmines, not take out the landmines. I mean, life is not like that. It's not how it's meant to be. It's meant to challenge us, but it shouldn't be stressing us. We should be excited for these challenges. These challenges should force growth, not decay. And that's the difference between stress and stimulus, is when you're stimulated, you're growing. When you're stressed, you're catabolic. You're breaking down. You're atrophying. You're becoming weaker. So stress weakens you, and stimulus evolves you. And again, in this modern culture, we look at things at this in the same light and when we shouldn't. Okay, so nutritionally and lifestyle-wise, exercise, activity, these types of things, I'm going to shed some different light on these things so that you can start to see that there are differences and you do have choices out there. And there's other people that have figured it out that don't, they can't articulate it. They just do it. You know what I mean? It's intuitive. And it's hard because we don't have a culture where we can watch people and learn from them. We have a lot of people out there that are talking the talk, and we're seeing them in podcasts and videos online, and they know the answers and do this, and they're sitting there with their shirts off or, you know, partially dressed and showing you that, you know, they can do it. But the thing is that's them doing it, and there's not even, I've been in this industry for so long, people, there's not even any guarantee that they're even doing the shit that they're telling you to do. They're just, right, follow this program because it's marketable, it's simple, they had an idea, or whatever. Whereas all I'm offering up is insight. I'm offering up information. I'm offering up experience because I know that's what I have, because I've got the scars to prove it, both physical and emotional. So that's my spiel regarding that. And this will be posted every single week. I'm going to put it on my Facebook feed, and I'm going to put it in my private group. So if you like what you hear, then you can let me know. And if you want to be a part of the Insight Facebook private group, where I post information, but essentially what it is, it's a communication device for people who are interested in my one-on-one coaching. And I've made it extraordinarily feasible financially for people to come in, book weekly, bi-weekly, or monthly appointments where they can get a lot of their questions not answered, for yeah, that's right, I said it. I'm not going to answer your questions. Your questions are going to lead to better questions. So I have questions, and I'm looking for people that are going to give me information so that I can move on to deeper questions. I want to go deeper down the rabbit hole. I don't want to stop this until I stop breathing. And that's what I want to inspire in others is, okay, so Neil gave me this information that I've taken. I formulated my own answer on that specific element, but in answering myself, I've opened up another door, and now I have to ask another question. And that's improvement, right? That's evolution. It's constantly moving forward, bettering yourself, and understanding that you can't stay in the same place. You cannot be the same. You cannot just, okay, here I am, I'm going to sit on my hands, right? Time marches on. The world continues, you know, revolving. And if you're not moving ahead, you're moving behind. And behind is where disease is, all right? Disease is the absence of health. And if you're not nurturing your health, if you're not paying attention to it, it leaves you. It's neglect, right? Neglect. If you neglect anything in your life, it will leave you. Bottom line, mic drop, that's it. You neglect a job, the job's gone. Relationship's gone. You neglect your plant dies, right? So it's about not allowing yourself this disease that we're facing regarding self-neglect, okay? And there's varying forms of it in which, you know, I discuss. But a lot of the magic happens with the one-on-one coaching where, okay, let's get down to brass tacks. Let's get a little bit more specific here. But what I do with the Insight Group and on my private, on my personal page, I'm sorry, and the Insight Group, is I look for topics, I post material, start this communication, this conversation, and it is a conversation. It's a relationship that I want with you guys, not a dictatorship. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here as a team coach to give you my experience so that you can go out and you can play your position, whatever position that is in life, to the best of your ability, okay? To make you a better player, not to make you into a player that I want you to be, but the player that you need to be in order to kick ass and take names, to have the life that you've always wanted, to find the energy to get up at 5 o'clock in the morning and crush your day, to find the energy and the health to be able to outlast, outperform everybody else around you. And then it becomes this game where you're not looking to step on people, right? It actually becomes, you know, there's an amazing picture of Usain Bolt, and he's crossing the finish line, and he's like a good, you know, length or two of people in front of, you know, the fastest other people in the world. He's got this big smile on his face. It's amazing to watch people like that. You know, they're not belittling other people. Like, you never see someone at the top of their game like that stepping on other people, because he just knows he doesn't have to. He knew going into that, that he was the fastest. And this is what we could be doing every day when we wake up, is this is the best me that I could bring today. So I don't need to step on anybody in order to feel better about myself. I feel better about myself because I'm bettering myself. And in doing that, other people are watching me and they're picking up. And all of a sudden, you know what? We got a bit of a race here. All of a sudden, right? I know that I'm the fastest, but this guy thinks he's the fastest too. And this woman thinks that she's the fastest. So all of a sudden, it becomes this incredible journey of showing up every day and knowing by the end of the day that when you come out on top, it was deserved, right? In my culture right here, everybody is functioning at a D minus if they're lucky. Oh, well, you're not dead. So there you go. That's a win. And imagine living a life like that. And that's where a lot of us are these days is, you know, well, I made it through. How you doing? Oh, I'm making it, right? This is the common reply. And it's become so common that it is basically innocuous. Like, you don't even realize you're in this gray space because everybody else is with you. So there's an ignorance in that anonymity where everybody else is beside you and you think, well, I am where I am, I am where I belong because everybody else is there too. And that's terribly wrong thinking. You know, we need to step out of the norm and feel a little uncomfortable. There's an old Stoic saying, and it is or a saying from Stoicism, and the obstacle is the way. And this is really where the magic happens, is when you're outside of your comfort zone. But no one wants to get uncomfortable. No one wants to talk about anything. No one wants to prepare their food and think about, you know, eating for tomorrow, even though they might have their laundry done and they might have their presentation done and all these other things. You know, I'm 40, I'm into my 46th year. I've been eating for 46 years. So for me to be surprised tomorrow that I have to eat, I'm an idiot, right? It's the same, you know, and thinking that, well, I can't bring food with me when I go travel and blah, blah, blah. Well, you have your purse, you have your wallet, you have your portable device, you have your laptop, you have like all these other things. And, you know, if I said to someone, well, you know, forget about that, just leave that at home, they'd look at me like I was nuts, like I was a lunatic, right? I can't function without my portable device. How am I going to know what time it is or day, right? But the same with food. Why aren't we walking around with a little bit of food in our, you know, man bags and purses and all these other things we're carrying, so that, you know, we're prepared when life happens, because every day life happens and we're unprepared for it, but yet every day it happens. So in effect, we are kind of idiotic that way, and we're great at making excuses. But really, at the end of the day, it's just prioritizing the person who's doing the job, right? So anyway, I digress. We'll get into a lot of that in the future podcast. So this is kind of what's going on, everybody. So I'm putting this out there. I know the people that are going to listen to this in my Insight group, they're going to be thrown off a little bit. But I did post a video to the Insight group earlier this week regarding the topic of the week, which was fruit. We're going through the food pyramid. Instead of talking about macros and getting all sciencey, what I'd like to do is relate to something that people can actually understand. So we're somewhat familiar with the Canadian Food Guide, and which is very, very similar to the U.S. food pyramid. And I'm breaking down the different categories and talking about their benefits, disadvantages, or the misnomers associated to it. You know, and this week was fruit and how vilified it's been these couple weeks, actually. And my insight is how important it actually is for today's culture and how our environment and the way that we live our lives. Fruit is the ideal nutrient, is the ideal food source for us in this day and age because of the difference in living. I mean, we're not as physically active, but we're more neurologically active. And fruit fits the food bill perfectly, fits our needs perfectly, in regards to what it does, supporting the gut, supporting cellular function, cleaning organs, antioxidants, you know, living non-cooked, really ass-kicking food. Like, it's really good. And kind of looking at it from a different perspective and a different light, and how, in my practice, it's really helped with diabetes if used properly. Again, it's like a knife. It's a tool. And if I give anybody a tool, or if I send anybody into the gym and I don't give them any training or any information, they're going to hurt themselves. So the working out really isn't benefiting them, because they go in, throw a bunch of weight on something and drop it on their face. This is kind of what we're doing with food, is, you know, we're listening to a bunch of knuckleheads out there that really don't know what they're talking about. They're, you know, regurgitating information that they read on a book or online. And they're saying the same thing that we've been saying for the last 30 to 50 years, and our health has become that much more deplorable. So again, I would really, really encourage people to stop listening to other people when those other people are useless as tits on a bull, right? I wouldn't listen to a financial advisor that lived in a shack in the woods and, you know, didn't have a pot to piss in or a window to throw it out because they were broke themselves. I would not listen to their financial information. So the people that have been teaching us these things and telling us how to apply our food over the last 50 years, our health has gotten worse every single year, and not just by small amounts, but by leaps and bounds. And we're actually developing more diseases And a lot of them are associated to nutrition and lifestyle. So really, that's our fault for listening to those knuckleheads and saying, okay, you know what? You had your chance. Let's start stepping outside the box. Let's start listening to a few people that are, you know, speaking out and saying things that intuitively kind of, when you scratch your head, you're like, shit, you know, that kind of makes sense, right? Let me look into this. That's the insight. That's the rub right there. It's not about giving you answers. It's about giving you that spidey sense, that you know, that tingle where, geez, you know what? That resonates with me. I'm going to do some more fact checking and maybe I'll get involved with this and ask Neil personally and book a session with him or talk to him. Let's see what he's got, okay? And again, I don't know everything. Actually, I know nothing. I've got a lot of information. I've got a lot of experience. I'm not going to speak in terms of this is a certainty, right? When it comes to the human variable, anything is possible. So it's not about one plus one equals two. It's not a mathematical thing. Nutrition and lifestyle and, you know, those three pillars. Living life is an art. It's not a science. It's not the science of living, right? Being alive is a bloody science. But living that life that you've been given is an art, okay? The science is in the brush. The science is in the paint, the palette, right? But it's not in the artist. The art is in the artist. It's the artist that brings the science to life, all right? This is not painting by numbers, people. This is your life. This is figuring out what tools you need in order to create your masterpiece. And it's your masterpiece. Stop coloring other people's, right? I feel like I'm in grade school. Johnny, stop looking at Sally's paper, copying, right? Let's take this journey together. We're all going to the same spot. We all started breathing, and eventually we're going to stop. It's what we do in between, and really at the end of the day, we all want to be happy. And what happiness for each and every one of us is different, right? It's a different end game, but the destination is still the same. How we get there, what getting there looks like is entirely up to you. And there's a lot of really, really good people out there that have been researching and looking into this stuff, and they have been lost a little bit because they're telling you their way is the right way instead of just slightly changing the way that they're articulating that and saying their way is a way, their way is a tool, right? And I want to help you look at this situation as, you know what, we are right now in the best place that we could be. We've got so much nutritional information available to us, all online, all free. We don't have to go to university for 4 or 8 years in order to figure out how the body thinks and works. We can stay on top of that information. But the thing is that right now we're so inundated with information, we don't have any filters, and it's paralysis by analysis. We're so busy trying to filter through the information as well as deal with everything else in our life that we're not getting anything done, and we're getting overwhelmed and we're quitting, and then we're looking for the next quick fix instead of taking it on as a pet project, as something that, you know, you're going to do for the rest of your life, but it's only going to be a part of your life. But that part gets bigger the more sick that you become, and then eventually it becomes all of your life. And it's either going to take something miraculous, spontaneous healing to fix, or it will end you. And, you know, right now, statistically, those are the crossroads. That's where you're heading. That's the fork in the road right there. So if you can start thinking about this now and stop wanting to lose weight and start wanting to gain more health physically and mentally, bam. You're going to find yourself in a whole new continent, a whole new place. All right? So, everybody, this is Insight. Welcome to the weekly podcast. This is going to be coming out every Sunday night, whether you like it or not. If you do like it, comment on it. Like it, share it. If you don't, then do the same thing. Comment, right? I'm a big boy. I can take it. And it's only going to improve me, both sides, all right? I can't take the good without the bad, and I sure as hell don't want the bad without the good. So if you don't have anything nice to say, say it anyway. And if you got nice things to say and you want to send me some hearts and smiley faces, please do. If you have questions, fire away in a comment section or get a hold of me through my Facebook page. And if you're interested in my one-on-one coaching, you want to be a part of the Private Insight group, and you want more information, if you like, kind of, if you're picking up what I'm putting down, don't be shy, all right? Let me know. Send it to people that you may know so that they can send me friend requests so that we can get this out there and we can start this conversation and do something for a change as opposed to have something done for us, all right? Think of it like a renovation, people. If I came in and you asked me to renovate your kitchen and you let me renovate the kitchen and you didn't give me any direction, you weren't involved, you would have my kitchen and you would not like that because that's my kitchen, that's not yours, all right? We need to work together here as a team. I know my shit. I know it inside out, backwards, sideways, upside down, and in the dark. So if I can give you the information that I have accumulated, that's what I know, is information. And then you take that information and you help me apply it and we work together, you're going to have the renovation of your dreams. No matter what age you are, I've seen it and it can happen. But it takes work. But it's not as difficult as what they've said it is, okay? It's not as complicated. It's not easy by any stretch of the imagination, but nothing in your life, successful marriage, successful job, raising kids, keeping your car clean, for crying out loud. None of that is easy. It's just once you prioritize it, then the dedication kicks in, all right? Motivation's only going to get you to the starting gate. Everybody's motivated. But the thing is motivation is fleeting. It's dedication, determination that gets you from motivation to motivation, okay? Anyway, that's it for tonight, everybody. Thank you for tuning in, taking the time to listen. And please, like I said before, like, share, don't like, share, bitch or complain, ask questions, tell me how good you think I am, whatever you feel like doing, everybody, but do something, okay? Don't just sit on your hands. This is your health. You can do better. Thanks.